And finally, Germany's major cities are bracing for mass marches against planned free trade deals with the U.S. and Canada. Organizers expect over 250,000 people to flock to the streets in seven German cities on Saturday, including in Berlin and economic powerhouse Frankfurt. Back in November, a mass rally was held in the capital against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, known as TTIP. A new round of trade talks are due to start between the United States and the European Union on the TTIP in October. U.S. President Barack Obama is pushing for the pact to be concluded before January when he leaves office. A smaller deal, known as CETA, is also being discussed with Canada. Critics argue that the deals would cause job losses in Europe and undermine environmental standards. Stephen Lemon is an author and radio host joining us from Chicago to tell us more about this. I guess the biggest question, Stephen Lemon, I would think at this point would be, you have an outgoing administration and you have both U.S. presidential candidates, at least so far, saying that they're against these free trade deals. So doesn't that mean that there's no point in even having discussions at this point?
Well, Obama is making a big push on the two major deals. They're really not trade deals. They're erroneously called that. They're corporate coup d'etats if these things become law in America and in other countries. It's a scheme by major corporations led by U.S. ones to simply abolish national sovereignty and run their businesses the way they want, unobstructed by regulations or any rules put in place by laws in various governments, including America. They can simply subvert them and ignore them and do what they please, causing enormous harm to the environment, to consumer freedoms, and so on. Trade is really a minor part of the deal. It's really corporate control over running the world is what it's all about. Obama is pushing for TPP, the Asian deal, and for TTIP, the transatlantic deal. He's got a few months to go. What he may do in the lame duck session of Congress at the end of the year, we'll have to wait and see. Hillary, despite saying she's against TPP now, but certain what she said on TTIP, probably the same thing. She now says she's against TPP. Earlier, she called it quote unquote, the gold standard, unquote, of trade deals. And again, it's not a trade deal. So take your choice of what she really stands for. She absolutely would support these deals. Trump has been very, very adamant against them. So hopefully, if he becomes president, he will not go along with letting these things become law in America.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Stephen Lemon. Good to talk to you, author and radio host there from Chicago.